The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Tamiflu has side effects.
Hallucinating. Suicide. Delirium.
Good Lord.
So it's Tamiflu or just suffer with the symptoms.
Ooh, that's brilliant.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hell no. DMO.
Anti-labeling advocates spent $70 million to defeat ballot initiatives.
Why? Because they said it would hurt sales.
No.
Shut up and eat your mutant chili.
Robert Scott Bell.
Cancer cases keep rising. And it's all down to plain bad luck.
Life lucky. Well, do you, punk?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, you hockey pucks, we are live from Canada. It's true, I'm here. And it seems like all of Canada is here, too. Super Don. We're being overwhelmed, actually. And it's a good way, because These people are really nice. You know,
they have internet in Canada?
They have internet in Canada. That's true.
Wow.
We are streaming live from where? Total Health. Totally. In Toronto, Canada, right next to the where the Blue Jays are playing, the convention center downtown. Come on down and see us. This thing's going all day into the evening. Our first guest scheduled is being swamped for autographs, Dr. David Brownstein. We're going to see if we can squeeze him in here in a little bit. We've got lots of surprise guests, people I've never met before. We hope to hear from Rachel Parent again, Kids Right to Know about GMOs. We had her on earlier, and we rebroadcast her this week, and she's just a bright light. We've got some folks from Vaccine Choice Canada. Edo West is planning to be here as well. And a homeopathic doctor from South Africa, of all places. So I'm just as excited about this show as I hope you all are. And if I'm trepidatious, it's because I don't know when people are going to show up and what they're going to say. And will I, you know what? They haven't thrown anything at me here, Super Don. I've been pretty... Like a
they bowl. Haven't thrown anything? You mean like literally like hurling objects at you?
Yeah. I was worried because I'm a brash American, right? And I'm coming in here with all my American energy, rah-rah freedom. It's like the Canadians, they love freedom. Evidently they do enough not to throw stuff at me.
That reminds me of the stories you used to tell me about little old ladies throwing tomatoes at you.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's sort of like that because they were nice people. But, you know, push to the extreme, you never know. Oh, that Robert Scott Bell, he's terrible. He's a homeopath. I don't know if we like him. But, no, they've been actually really gracious, really enjoying this. I had a presentation yesterday on, my favorite subject on healing the gut. And it just went over tremendously well. And earlier in the day, and this is what I want to talk about. This is really kind of cool. We had a panel discussion. Ty Bollinger and I, and we had Rachel Parent. We had Dr. David Brownstein, and we had the Doc of Detox, Daryl Wolf, all on one panel. And it was beautiful. It was harmonious. And I didn't have to moderate it. It was like awesome. I could just kind of relax a little bit and enjoy the energy and communicate all the things about healing that we wanted to here. And there was a question about vaccination. And I did, in the spur of the moment, I'm very much a spur of the moment kind of guy. I wasn't sure whether I would communicate it so directly. But, I said my kids have not been. And any doctor that gets near my kids with a syringe containing a vaccine, I have a 357, and we'll see who makes a bigger hole. And I'm not going to give them a chance to put a hole in my kids. And I thought at that point, because the Canadians, they don't have the right to keep and bear arms. You'll be over after you do autographs, right? Oh, okay, so David's going to come over in just a moment. But so anyway, I said that story, and I didn't plan to say it, and I didn't do it to get an effect. I was like, you know what? This was welling up in me. This is how passionate I am about protecting my children from the dangers of what's in that syringe. And they, for the most part, they laughed and they recognized the difference between an American and a Canadian in that case, because they don't have the right to keep and bear arms there. But you know, when you realize that what is contained in that syringe could end the life of your child, do you not, as a parent, have an obligation to protect them? And it's not that I incite or in, you know, want to do violence. It's that I want to prevent violence from happening to my kids. And that's what I just said. This is how much I believe in protecting my children from the dangers of what's in those syringes. And so they got it, and they didn't throw me out of Canada yet. So we're still here. Yeah.
Well, that's great. So, yeah, it sounds like you had an all-star lineup there on stage.
We did, and what was beautiful about it, it wasn't a bunch of egos competing for attention. This is what I loved about everybody. Daryl was great. Dr. Brownstein was great. Rachel Parent was adorable and wonderful and smart. And, of course, TMB, Ty Bollinger, was awesome. And we had a great moderator. And panel, you got to understand, panel discussions don't often work that way. When I moderate a panel, they do, because I know what I have to do to make the energies flow and go. I've been doing it for years. It's not easy. There is effort involved, but there's also grace as well, because sometimes you can't control the people. And I feel for any moderator, it's a difficult task to do. But the one she did great, and the people, it flowed beautifully, and the people were very appreciative. So if you can tell, I'm a little bit giddy, a little bit high on Canada right now. I'm having a great time with the people here. And we almost sold out of all the Unlock the Power to Heal. Ty sold out of all the Cancer Step Outside the Box books. People are really excited to have Ty Bollinger and the family up here. And then so many people have been watching The Truth About Cancer, and it starts up again this Tuesday. We have a link in the show notes, thanks to Captain Morgan, if you'd like to watch the 9-part series for free. You can absolutely do that, and I would encourage you to do that. Pay it forward. Share it with your friends, your family. Let them see that there's a whole other world out there in healing, in prevention of cancer, in reversing cancer, and it doesn't involve the pharmaceutical industrial complex necessarily. So there's great news happening out there. So anyway, like I said, I'm buzzing a little bit, Super D. You got to help me out if there's any news out in the world that I should pay attention to.
Yeah, you know, the news cycle's kind of slow today, but obviously we've still got a lot of buzz going around the Vax documentary. Mm-hmm. And from what I heard, and actually got this from Captain Morgan this morning, that they are selling out shows in Houston and Austin,
right?
And it's really doing well.
Yeah, no, it's exciting that the more they attack it, and I've said this, bring it on. Keep trying to suppress the speech that we're doing. Keep violating our First Amendment rights, right? And more people will want to see it. Let's see. I have a... Action Jackson. Somebody wrote to us in the notes, at robertscottbell.com, called Action Jackson. He says, the movie Vax that was banned by the mayor of Houston. I am in Houston and could not believe the stupidity of the new mayor. This guy, Action Jackson, says, I never liked this guy. He has been an idiot for a very long time. I'm reading now. I don't know this mayor, but it wasn't a smart move on his part anyway. What he didn't know was how strong our movement is and how much this would damage his reputation in the aftermath. Hopefully we can launch a lawsuit against him personally. A lawyer on the news in Houston said that this is a violation of the First Amendment. Let's get him on that basis. He is also a so-called lawyer, but if you listen to him speak, he sounds like he never graduated high school. I guess he's talking about the mayor. So we got a Houstonian there talking about the mayor of Houston and what a boneheaded move this is. And I'm sure the skeptics are going, dude, why did we ever try to get Vax removed from Tribeca at this point? What do you think?
Yeah, no, I agree, but I got to tell you, this is a bonehead move by somebody who is, you know, I mean, a mayor, really? I mean, listen, we have the suppression, the censorship going on with Tribeca. That was done at a level where you really couldn't put your finger on who it was specifically that had done it. And, you know, we had talked on the air about, you know, kind of parsing language. Was it really censorship? You know, but I'll tell you what, the situation in Houston, when you've got a mayor that actually strong-arms somebody to not show a film, I mean, you can't call it anything else but censorship. I think he really shot himself in the foot, and what he's done is he's injected just a ton more energy and life into this controversy than there was before by doing that.
Yeah, you're exactly right. This is what's happened, is that with every attack on this film, Vaxxed, more people than ever are becoming aware of the corruption at CDC, and want to know more about it, even if they were on the fence. This is the amazing thing that's happening. All of these things are backfiring on the bad guys. My opinion is those that are against the freedom to say no to vaccines are the bad guys. I don't know what other way to say it at this point, because it's one thing to be for vaccines. It's another thing to try and prevent people who are not for them to refuse them. That violates a fundamental tenet of human dignity, human freedom, the right of free will. And that, to me, is why I use that language, and I don't choose it lightly.
Yeah, absolutely. So, we'll keep tabs on this and see how it's going. But right now, it really seems to be doing well.
Yeah. So this is good news. This is good news. So I've got, today on the air, we're going to be covering a lot of things and having some guests pop by that I've never had before. Some we've had before, but right after, are you ready? Yeah. Let me get David Brownstein on the air here just a second. But right after this, I got to run downstairs. Ty Bollinger is warming up the crowd, and then we're going to have a talk on vaccines. Immunity without vaccines is what's coming up next. So let me get Dr. David Brownstein fired up here. Let me get this on him here. This is live radio, and Dr. Brownstein is with me. Let me get that going. Say hello to the folks all over the world.
Live? You didn't tell me live.
It's live. I know. I wanted to make you nervous, but I didn't want you to prepare to be nervous.
Hi, folks.
So, Dr. Brown, so great to hang out next door to you. We're right here in the booth together, and we were on this panel. I spoke about the panel, how awesome that was, and you were great, too. The
panel was really fun.
What's your impression so far of the weekend here? I've not done this show. You've been here once before. It's been amazing.
The show has great energy to it, wonderful people. It's really been a fun time, and I was looking forward to it for the last few months.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you think that this disparate group on this panel yesterday, from the DACA detox to Ty Bollinger, you and Rachel Perrin, me, could do this, weave this stuff together with the audience? I was just so pleased with the way it flowed.
I've been on panels when it hasn't flowed so nicely. That was a great panel, and we all supported each other, and we all basically had the same message, it was just do the right thing.
It was a great mix. Super Don, I think it's been too long since we've had Dr. Brownstein on, and I said, I got him here. I don't want to let him go, and I know he's so busy, but we've got to get him on soon after whenever he's available, because there's so much I want to talk to you about and catch up on all the things that are going on. We only have literally a minute, because you've been swamped for autographs for your book here, and then we've got to take a break. But if you could stay on for at least another 5 minutes to the bottom of the hour, it would be awesome. And we can talk a little bit about some of the iodine questions we get, maybe clear them up, and, of course, send them to your website to get more information.
Sounds good.
All right. Dr. David Brownstein's going to stick around after the break. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show live from Canada here at Total Health. Go to robertscottbell.com. All the links are up. Say thanks to our sponsors for making this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. We'll be back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hello, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I'm going to be in Fort Worth, Texas on Thursday, April 14th for a free seminar. If you have anybody or yourself, if you have high blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, dementia, you have macular degeneration, thyroid problems, or anything else going on, come to our seminar. Registration is 6:30. Actual seminar starts at 7. And for more information, contact Ms. Brandy Brogdon, 615-389-7733.
Should be the Dr. David Brownstein show right now. I got him. What a great guy. You know, almost everything I know about iodine, learned from this guy. And he's prolific as an author as well, and really got his heart in the right place, and is super smart. You just lectured, I guess. What topic did you just come from?
I just talked about iodine and its relationship to cancer of the breast, thyroid, ovaries, uterus, pancreas.
Perfect. That's what I wanted to talk about. So you're warmed up.
You're ready
to go. Now, in terms of breast cancer, this is a big one. I, you know, get calls all the time about it. We have even friends of my wives that are dealing with this thing. I've talked about your protocol for, you know, delivery of iodine in a unique way and why that is different than maybe oral dosing, other ways that are more efficient for breast cancer or other cancers. Can you reveal a little bit for the audience?
Well, we have 1 in 7 women with breast cancer across the United States. We have this epidemic going on, and it's my premise that this epidemic is being caused in large part by iodine deficiency. And the relationship between iodine and breast cancer has been written about for nearly 100 years. Animal studies, human studies, and test tube studies have clearly shown that iodine can cause the breast to maintain a normal architecture, and when it's deficient, can cause breast tissue to degenerate into precancerous and cancerous tissue.
Well, as far as delivery, you know, we've talked about the different forms of iodine. Iodine should not be potassium iodide added to salt, right? That's just improper. But if you got a real form of it and delivery, most people are consuming it orally, but I've heard protocols that even introduce it for women vaginally because of the... Explain why that's so important.
So iodine, you can take iodine different ways. There's oral, you can take it orally, you can put it on the skin, you can take it vaginally. What I found with women with breast disease is they need larger amounts of iodine, and usually the only way you're going to get that in is either orally or vaginally. Orally works fine, so I don't see any need to do the vaginal iodine, although it works fine too.
Sure. I thought there might be, you know, when we talk about the female system, absorption routes or transit routes that might be unique in terms of maybe if it be uterine or ovarian issues.
So there were some old studies that said that if you give it vaginally, it's better for breast tissue and vaginal tissue and ovarian tissue. My research has clearly shown if you take enough iodine, orally works just as well.
Okay. As far as malabsorption issues, you know, I talk about gut health and other things. The routes of absorption, are you recommending mucosal in the mouth or just normal oral delivery into the GI tract?
So I primarily have people use Lugol solution where they put drops of iodine into any liquid and drink it, or tableted Lugol solution, where they can just take it like a pill.
Mm-hmm.
The good thing about iodine is it's pretty well absorbed, even in pretty poor gut health.
And even topically, you talk about some people doing topical and seeing how fast it just disappears from your skin, determining maybe how deficient you are. Any truth to that?
Well, that's kind of a myth that I talk about when I lecture. And there was a study that showed that 88% of the iodine applied to the skin sublimates off into a gaseous phase. So I'm not quite sure. How reliable that is. And the other thing to keep in mind is 20% of the body's iodine is in the skin. So I don't know if that's what you're measuring with that test or not.
Right.
The best way for a whole body iodine effect is to take it orally.
Right. But if you have a local issue, nothing wrong with putting it locally.
I have people apply it to breast and to tumors and to local areas all the time, along with taking it orally.
You mentioned Lugol's. Of course, we get all the questions about what about this form of iodine, what about that form of iodine. There's controversy out there about it. And sometimes it's rooted in, I'm selling this form, so I want you to get this form. But, you know, maybe forms definitely to avoid, for instance.
Well, different tissues of the body preferentially take up different forms of iodine. So if you're going to take iodine, I say it's best to take a combination of iodine and iodide. Lugol's is the oldest known formula. It's been around since the 1800s, and there's tableted Lugol solution now. Many companies sell iodine or iodide. I say that's not the best way for a whole body effect of iodine.
Mm-hmm. What about some of the names that are associated with iodine? You know, it's escaping me with all of the...
So there's Iodorol, which is a tableted iodine product, right, which is just fine. There's Lugol tabs, which is fine. Iodozyme HP, made by Biotics Research. I've tested all these. They've all been fine.
And what about this concept of nascent? You've heard of these things. That's a catchphrase people are using.
Nascent iodine is a reasonable iodine product. My only concern with it is it's a little bit low dosed for the toxic world we live in.
Yeah.
And since we're exposed to bromide and fluoride at such huge amounts, our iodine requirements have gone up over the last 50 years, not gone down. And I don't think nascent will be able to get the tissue levels up high enough in people who are sick with tissue, breast cancer, prostate cancer, thyroid problems, those things.
I feel like I'm condensing a year of stuff I've been wanting to ask you for the audience to hear in short time, and we're almost on another break. I don't know if you have a couple of more minutes after the break. You can take a break, come back. Just this question for me, here's the music already. Now the pressure's on. I can't even think of the question. It's one more I got for you. You can leave for the 5 minutes, come back for a few minutes, because I've got a big one that I've been waiting to ask you on the air for everybody to hear. Dr. David Brownstein, your website?
www.drbrownstein.com.
We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. All of his books are linked up as well, and we'll be adding a picture live from this event so you can see that guy with me in person right now in Canada. Come and see us. We're back after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, close a little bit extra time out of Dr. David Brownstein, and look what iodine came out. You're proficient in iodine, no problem. The question I've been wanting to ask you for a long time, and it's one that I get asked all of the time, because doctors will say in certain cases of thyroid impairment, deficiency, whether it's Hashimoto's thyroiditis, you can describe which one. They always say, do not take iodine. In this case, don't take it. The question is that a true statement to not take it, or are they metabolizing it improperly? Because as a homeopath, I will use homeopathic iodum, and I find that I can get patients to work with the iodine much more efficiently. But, you know, your experience there.
All right, so Doctors will say that if you have Hashimoto's disease, you can't take iodine. They're incorrect. That's an iodophobic statement.
Thank you.
And the reason I would make that statement is that over the last 40 years, iodine levels have fallen nearly 60% across the United States. During that same time, Hashimoto's levels have increased at epidemic rates. That negative association disproves iodine causing the Hashimoto's epidemic. I mean, right there. So the old treatment for hyperthyroid and autoimmune thyroid disease was iodine. Before the implementation of radioactive iodine in the 1970s, that's been lost. I've tried to resurrect that. I treat all my patients with autoimmune thyroid disease, including Graves' disease, with iodine. Most of them do remarkably well. It's a great treatment for it, and people got to keep in mind that it's iodine deficiency that causes those problems.
Right, right. And I was thinking the way people are metabolizing and utilizing, I mean, there's aberrant things that are happening within these bodies because these people are so toxic, so deficient, that they're interpreting wrong, I believe, the symptoms in response to iodine.
Absolutely. So if you think about what's happened over the last 40 years, not only have iodine levels fallen, our exposure to toxic halides like bromide and fluoride have gone through the roof.
Yes.
And so our iodine requirements have gone up over the last 40 years, not gone down.
Mm-hmm.
And the consequences of this sort of confluence of events is this epidemic of hypothyroidism, autoimmune thyroid disease, thyroid cancer, and then the other glandular tissues, you know, cancer of the breast, prostate, ovaries, uterus.
Yes.
You know, this is the whole mess that we're facing right now, and I think it's being driven in large part by iodine deficiency, coupled with this toxic environment that we live in.
Now, another humble trace element that is often overlooked, and I think is as critical as any, and along with iodine, very critical, selenium. They work together so well, so critically also for the thyroid.
So when I use iodine, I don't use it alone. I use it in combination with a holistic treatment plan. So I check everybody's selenium levels. Vitamin A is another important nutrient with iodine. I mean, there's a host of them. So I agree with you. Selenium, you know, deficiency can inhibit thyroid function and inhibit iodine effectiveness in the thyroid. Absolutely. It shouldn't be used as a sole treatment option. It should be used in conjunction with other things.
And I think that's another reason why the physicians have said, oh, iodine, stay away from it, and Hashimoto's, because they don't understand the concert that's being played, and without certain instruments, you're going to see symptoms appear, and you're going to wrongly accuse iodine of causing them.
They don't understand a lot about nutritional medicine. They don't understand anything about nutritional medicine.
I was being too kind.
You were being much too kind. We didn't learn anything about nutrition in medical school. I learned all this on my own.
Yeah, no, as a physician, I just, like I said, I always admired you because there are so few that survive that training or undo a lot of the things that were wrong about the training that limited the scope and the ability to see what's really happening.
Well, physicians are taught how to diagnose pathology and prescribe the one drug to treat that pathology. The problem is the drug doesn't treat the underlying cause of the pathology. It just poisons enzymes and blocks receptors.
Right.
So we need a better way, and a better way is a holistic way to treat people. I do want the listeners to know when they look at the picture of us, Robert's wearing a nice iodine-colored shirt right now. There's nice purple iodine color, so perhaps he wore it for me.
Thematically for you, my friend. I'm appreciative of that. So how irresponsible is the Robert Scott Bell Show for putting this message out all the time?
Oh, keep doing it. You know, people need this information. I see it here. They're hungry for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad you're out there banging the drum.
Yeah, well, I realize that coming from an semi-outsider's perspective. I mean, I'm all American. I was raised American, standard American diet. I've suffered under medicine. And then I've gone out and spoken on these things, and I thought doctors honestly would hate me. And the real ones, that they love this message because in many cases they're trapped in a system that if they speak out too loudly, they get their heads knocked off.
Well, I see it with my colleagues. You know, I've had a few issues with my local state board over the years. But, you know, my feeling is I have to treat people to the best way that I can treat them and to use the right things. And, you know, many times drug therapies aren't the right thing.
Yeah.
But people need support. They need nutrition. They need to be educated about nutrition.
Wouldn't we say that if we were to resort to a drug, it should be a short-term, get somebody out of an immediate crisis and get them off of it as fast as possible?
Well, look, if you're having a heart attack, I think the best place to be is a good emergency room where they're experienced with treating heart attacks, and they're going to use drugs that poison enzymes and block receptors. But for long-term care, it just doesn't work for the vast majority of us. We spend more on our health care than any Western country, twofold higher and more, and we have worse results than every Western country.
Have you ever met a patient that was suffering from a pesticide deficiency disorder?
Now, I haven't seen a patient with a pesticide deficiency disorder, nor a statin deficiency syndrome disorder, nor an osteoporosis drug deficiency syndrome, for that matter.
Right.
Nope, I haven't seen those yet, but looking for them.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you do, call me. We'll immediately report them to the authorities. this is, like you said, some of this is so rooted in common sense that when people hear it, it's funny. It is, but it's absurd, too, and it's like kind of it's sad that we, you know, have to talk in these terms.
Well, you know, Robert, I gave a lecture last night on thyroid disorders, and I showed a picture of Alice in Wonderland. And I said to the group, I know you're probably thinking like I am right now, we must be in Alice in Wonderland where down is up and up is down, because this is common sense. I mean, all we're trying to do is support the human biochemistry.
Yeah.
And, you know, conventional medicine just doesn't see that. But people are hungry for this. They want a better way. That's why you're here. That's why you got your radio show. That's why, you know, I'm here, and this huge room is full of people looking for a different way.
Yeah, it's awesome. Now, how do you find time to even see patients with your schedule, with the writing, the lecturing, and everything else? I mean, is this something that if I said, hey, if somebody wants to see Dr. Brownstein, there's even room to see you?
Well, I'm not seeing new patients, but I do have a nurse practitioner I have thoroughly trained who's seeing my new patients.
Okay.
And she's great.
Okay.
And, you know, we do a good job at our office, and, you know, we all have the passion for what we do, just like you have the passion for what you do.
Beautiful. So if they go to drbrownstein.com, they can find information if they're in the area where you are and
absolutely
want to speak out. Okay. That's a beautiful thing. Well, listen, you're doing tremendous work, and it's just a great honor and privilege to hang out with you for a couple of days here. I just was looking forward to this.
You know, I've been on your show a couple times, and it was great to meet you, and you know, it was nice to put a body to a voice.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, that's right.
We had a great time together.
We were always on remote. That's right. I had you on my phone or whatever, so it's just been fun to be here in person. Like I said, I would say the confluence of energies. We all have our areas that we may have some level of specialty, but I know you have general knowledge, too, which we all have to really apply that specialty. And then to find that we can work and be excited to work together and help one another and lift one another up and help these folks that are desperately in need. And for me, I get a little giddy with it. I'm a little high today.
Absolutely. You know, it's the same thing I told my kids. Find your passion in life.
Yeah.
People appreciate it when you find your passion.
Mm-hmm. Indeed they do. So what's your schedule now? You're going to wrap up here and you got to head home, or what do you got to do?
Allison and I are packing up. We're heading home. I'm seeing patients tomorrow.
Okay.
And, you know, we had a great time. Toronto's just a fabulous city.
Yeah. Well, I hope that we converge on another city together, maybe this year, this time next year, again here, wherever. But if we're invited back, I'll see if the Canadian authorities allow me in.
As well me.
Yes. Dr. David Brownstein, so glad that you're joining me today. And like I said, you're welcome anytime. And I look forward to having you on board, even by phone, however we got to do it.
Thanks, buddy. It was great.
Yeah. Thanks for being here. So terrific. That's Dr. David Brownstein. Check out drbrownstein.com. We have it linked up in the show notes. Super Don, what a great guy. I mean, he's one of the superheroes out there that I really have learned a lot from over the years, and yet they're like compadres in this.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, looking forward to having him on again. And kudos to you to remembering the question.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, it's like I have these questions that I have, and I wanted to ask him for a while because it's been a while since he was on the air. And then we're going to break. I'm like, I lost the question. Please,
it's the pressure. It's the pressure thing. And as soon as we go to break, you remember.
I usually handle it better, but it's okay.
Yeah, everybody goes through that.
He was rolling with it. And listen, go back and listen to what we did in a short few minutes together. Dr. Brownstein dispelled a lot of wrongheaded notions from the medical profession about iodine. And integrate it. And if you don't have his books to read or go to, please do, because this will break the cycle of all the people that come back to me and say, oh, my doctor says I can't have iodine. Iodine is so darn important. So, again, appreciate that. That was really exciting. Like I said, I'm just a little bit silly, a little bit giddy, a little bit high today, and I haven't been smoking anything, I promise.
No, but I mean, did you purposely dress in the color of iodine today? Is that
I'd like to say I planned that for
play it
David.
Off. Come on.
The purple actually, it's just I felt purple. I had this shirt and I was like, which day do I feel purple? Today is the day, and you know that it mimicked the color of iodine for Dr. Brownstein made it all the better.
Excellent. All right. So, give us a teaser. Who do we have coming up next hour?
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing from, Etta West from Vaccine Choice Canada. In fact, I'd love to have her here right now. I don't know if my buddy Mark's gone to get her or not. We still have on tap a new doctor I've never met. Just briefly I met him before the show, but immediately connected with him, Dr. Humesh Kapitan from South Africa. No, he doesn't replace Captain Morgan, our assistant.
Kapitan, yes, yeah. El Kapitan.
And I think he's from India originally, but he's from South Africa, cool. And he understands clinical drainage-based homeopathy. So we'll have a fun time with him. Whenever Rachel Parent shows up from Kids Right to Know about GMOs, she'll be thrown into the mix, and she's very capable and dealing with that. And so that's what we're looking at, unless there are other news stories that I need to know about that, again, I'm sort of unplugged from the news cycle right now.
Yeah, well, I mean, there are some stuff. We only have, like, just a couple of minutes before we get into the next break here. But, you know, one interesting thing that I've been taking a look at this morning that you remember we had on Zen Honeycutt before from Moms Against Moms Across America?
Yeah.
Yeah, they just recently did a study and found that 100% of the California wines. I don't like wine personally,
right?
But I do know a lot of people that like to drink a glass of wine.
Do they have glyphosate in those wines?
Yeah, 100% of them.
Stand by, Super Don. I've got someone that just came up to the booth. What's your name?
Rona.
Rona, hello, Rona. What are you doing here?
Just looking to get more informed and to find out information about new things
Okay. And
products that could help me heal.
Well, you're great. And you know, you're live on the Robert Scott Bell Show right now.
Okay, that's a first.
Yeah, how cool is that? Did you have a question for me at this point?
Oh, absolutely. My concerns are is I have been going round and round for the past decade with gastrointestinal issues.
Okay.
Overgrowth of yeast, overgrowth of parasites, food allergies.
Did you attend my lecture yesterday?
Oh, yes, I did, and I'm going to the next one.
Okay, yeah, we're going to talk about vaccines a little bit later. So maybe I'll address that after the break with you, and hopefully we'll get, from Vaccine Choice Canada. We've got someone coming up. What's her name? Etta West. Yeah, coming up after the break. Thank you, Rona, for jumping in on no notice. We'll be back with more powerful healing on the Robert Scott Bell Show live from Canada today at, an amazing event. Check it out, robertscottbell.com for some pictures.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay. All right, after the show today, I'll be lecturing here at Health, Total Health, on vaccines, immunity without vaccines. By the way, I talked to Rona. She was dealing with some heavy metals with her gut. She's on the right path, and that's great. Right now, I'm very excited to introduce to my audience all over the world, including here in Canada, someone I want you to know. Her name is Etta West from Vaccine Choice Canada. Etta, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, thank you. I am so honored to be here today. What a beautiful, unexpected surprise to
Yay.
Be on your show.
Well, I knew you guys were around, and I wanted to get you on the air, and so I'm equally pleased.
All right.
I'm going to be speaking on immunity without vaccines, but tell everybody about Vaccine Choice Canada. Mm-hmm. What is the organization all about? What is it doing?
Yeah. Well, Vaccine Choice Canada is a it's a nonprofit educational society, and our mission has been for 35 years to provide the public with well-researched information drawn from the scientific and medical literature about vaccine risks. And our intention is to encourage parents to do the research and the reading before they make a decision to vaccinate. So
right.
they really look at both sides of the issue. And, you know, one of the things that we found out, there's a lot of emerging science to do with the impact of vaccines on brain development in children in the first 2 to 3 years of life, that
yeah.
simply this information is not getting out to the public.
Exactly.
And this is of great concern. You know, in Canada, the way the vaccine schedule is mostly given across the board, the schedule varies from province to province, but currently a child, by the time he or she is 18 months old, can receive up to 39 doses of 14 vaccines.
Yeah, it's a little less or fewer than in the U.S., I think, just a little bit.
It might be a little bit because we don't do hepatitis A vaccine here. There's some areas where it's done selectively.
Okay.
So there, but and we don't do hepatitis B in all provinces at birth.
Okay, beautiful. That's
so. But nevertheless, we have this tremendous vaccine load that's given to children indiscriminately in the first few years of life during the most crucial times of brain development.
Now, here in Canada, are there mandates that you don't have exemptions to in terms of vaccination? How do they perceive? Because I know they're going after David Stephan and family over a wrongful death. They're saying they didn't provide the essentials, and they're trying to, I believe, backdoor a way that they can accuse parents of not vaccinating and eat without mandating it.
Right. Yeah, well, in Canada, basically, the only province that has specific legislation requiring vaccination for school-age children is Ontario, which is where we are right now in Toronto, the capital city of Ontario. We have legislation that requires vaccination of children going to school. The legislation also has a provision for exemption for reasons of conscience or religion, and, of course, medical exemptions. But the government keeps a lid on that information. So even if you go to the government website, you are not going to find anything specific about the legislation that gives parents the right to legal exemptions, nor will you find a way to get the exemption form.
Right.
So it's a big problem because the majority of parents in this province do not know that they have the right to exemption.
It's very similar to what happens in the States where they really intimidate you, try to pretend there's no way out, that kind of thing. So if we're looking to educate, as I am here, I have been invited to speak on this subject matter. I want all the information to be out there so parents can make a fully informed choice about this. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I have my opinion as a homeopath as to better ways to protect children. I don't know what the allowances are. I understand that they're not allowed, homeopaths here, to say nozotes can be used in place of vaccination. But at the same time, I think to some degree they're still available, which might be different than even in the States.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know that much, but I know in terms of the nozotes and their availability, but certainly Health Canada and the regulatory agencies in this country, they try to clamp down and prohibit any kind of information from getting out that is a possible alternative to vaccination.
Right.
So, all the alternative healthcare practitioners are under the gun. The government, it's basically, we have the medical monopoly, orthodox medicine that is pharma-driven medicine, and so this is the monopoly, and anything else that is alternative is marginalized and persecuted.
Yeah.
We have mass persecution going on.
Etta, you're doing wonderful work, and I appreciate you. How do people find you on the World Wide Web?
Vaccine Choice Canada. We're right there. It's vaccinechoicecanada.com.
Okay.
We have membership. We have information packages we send to people. Tons and tons of really credible, well-researched information.
Keep up the great work. I know you will. Thank you for being on board today.
Thank you. Thanks for the opportunity.
We got a whole other hour of healing here from Canada and some homeopathic discussion after the break because the power to heal is yours.
Okay.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.